Yeah. It's actually the how you. I can't do it, but that's how you do the hip hop wave. I can't do it.
Ah, I bet you can.
One of my colleagues did it. He was like, "Oh, you have to do this, and did it." And I was like, "What? How can you move your body like that?" It was weird.
Hello, meine Damen und Herren. Ich bin nicht Jendrik. You're Jendrik.
Oh, did you rehearse that?
No.
You're just very natural in that.
You inspire me.
Well, you inspire me to do the same now. Hello, everybody. I am here with William.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Now, darling, you've had your first rehearsal, your second rehearsal. Yes. How did it go?
I think we're getting better. I wasn't happy with myself today, actually.
What?
No. I think I was a bit too much concentrating on, like, camera movements and all of that. But that's the process, you know?
It is the process.
And the main focus I wanted to have is to... Oh, hello. The main focus I want to have is to have fun. Yeah. And I felt like I didn't have most of the fun today. I was like, sometimes I was acting, okay. And I don't want to act it. You know, I want to have it naturally.
You want to keep it real.
Yeah, and that's like today was, I think, a bit missing. Like the first time we rehearsed, it was way too much because I always do too much in the first rehearsal. The second time it was not natural, I think. I'm not sure. We'll see on the next one. We have a lot of tries still.
So now, is there a particularly difficult moment in the stage show?
Yes, the whole song. No, what is a difficult moment in the show? Maybe talking?
Ah.
No. Well, actually, yeah, because I want to... They told me to... Now I have to decide on the radio speech. They told me to decide on it because I cannot improvise it. So maybe I won't, maybe I will. I'm not sure yet. No, I won't. This is for the EBU. I won't improvise it. I'm so sorry if I did before. I won't do it. Maybe I will. We will see.
What have you been saying and what have you been changing in that segment?
Oh, actually, I always say something different. But I have something I want to say on the 22nd of May, which is probably the same as I did today, which is just the normal thing. Like, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your life. Please don't feel hate because that's stupid as fuck.
Absolutely.
And goodbye.
Yes. And hello. Now listen, you went to theater school.
Yes.
But you're so theatrical. What could they teach you?
They taught me all of this. I wasn't theatrical before. I was very normal.
Forgive me.
Is it okay so far away?
Yeah, the absolutely. Microphone? There's distance, there's safety, yeah, and there's love.
It's like normal behavior to be closer. I'm so sorry about that. What did they teach me? Everything. The confidence to stand on stage. I think, yeah. The confidence to be myself, which is so important. I actually learned that there. I think I learned to just accept myself how I am and just be proud of who I am, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that's like something you really have to learn and to train, and that's what I trained there.
Was the Jendrik before theater school not so confident?
No, I wasn't. I think the first time I thought, oh, I want to be as confident as the other. Like, I thought about a lot of things that people thought about me, you know? I tried to be one of the cool kids in school because I wasn't. And so when I was 16 years old, I went to America for a year. And then I got to know the theater kids there, and I was so amazed by how they just were at the table, just being themselves. It was so, like, seriously, the cliche that in every high school there's like a cheerleader table and a football table and there's a theater table. It was the same, and the theater table was the one that got my attention because they were so normal and natural, and I was like, I want to be like them. And yeah, that's what I went for then after that. I tried to just be myself.
Where in the United States were you?
I was in Michigan.
Ah, Michigan. Shout out to Detroit.
Yeah, I wasn't in Detroit. I was close to Grand Rapids. Do you know Grand Rapids?
Yes, near the lake.
Yes, I was very close to the lake. Yes, we were like 3 hours away from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
But we were only once there. But it was nice. I saw the big bean. The bean was very nice. It looks like this. It was very pretty.
This ukulele, is this your actual ukulele?
No. This is a remake, and it's already broken. You can see there's a lot of little pieces missing. And if I stick on it... No, actually, they are all glued together. But this is a remake because it's shining even more, because the stones I used on my ukulele, on our second thing, they're not as shiny as them. They are real, look at them. Can you see it in the camera? I'm not sure if you can see it. But in real life, it's very shiny and I love it.
You know how like beautiful women will sometimes, or fashionable women will have these like shiny purses?
Yeah.
This is like your signature.
Actually, my makeup artist, who's with me here, she had it in her bag. It was an invisible bag, and she said, oh my word, this looks so amazing with me, look at it. And she just walked around and was like, oh yes, me working this ukulele, I love it. And I was like, yes, yes, you're working that. It was really, very cool. I'm gonna give it to her after, so she can like have it as a hand, like as a, what is it called?
A handbag.
No, what is it called? Like when you have like accessoire. As an accessoire? Is that
oh,
the word?
Accessoire.
Accessory.
Oh, accessory.
Sorry, yeah. Accessory. Accessoire is the French word.
Oh, okay.
That we use in German, I think, also.
Amazing. Now, when you throw it, is it light? Because I always worry it's going to blow away. Oh. Oh, yes.
You want to try it?
Oh, I just don't want to spread my germs.
I'll do it.
That's a thing.
Do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
We can
do this.
Oh.
I don't want to break it.
Do it. Oh, you did it. Was it easy?
It was easy.
Easy.
Thank
yeah.
you so
this
much.
We can lay it down.
Absolutely. We're going to spray it with all sorts of chemicals.
Well,
it's going
to
be amazing.
If you want someone to sing you something, we can just do it now.
Oh my god, I would love to hear you sing.
I cannot sing.
Oh.
I'm pretending on stage.
Oh no, you're that's miming. Oh my.
Actually, that's the person behind the stage singing. There is.
I have a feeling you're kidding.
I'm not.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Voice of an angel.
Oh, now he's doing the compliments and I'm like, okay, I'm lying. It's me singing. Wow, you got me there.
Got total slayer.
I'm lying. Be sorry.
Oh, Lord. Now, are any of your 22 brothers and sisters here?
They're actually 45. But no, none of those 44 siblings are here because my 13 siblings cannot be here because of Corona.
Oh, of course. Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll be watching and sending you lots of love.
Yeah, nobody can be here, actually. We're not allowed to, like, only my friends that are on stage with me are here, which is quite sad. Corona, what are you doing with us? You're, like, ruining our lives.
I got to imagine, you
which
know.
Which is so weird. I'm standing at the Eurovision Song and saying, oh, you're ruining my life. Okay, you're not ruining my life. Actually, I'm here because of you. No, that's so wrong to say. Sorry to say that.
Honey, it's all said with love. We feel this positivity from you. I'm just curious, in the hotel, in lockdown, some people might get bored, but we have a feeling you don't get bored. What do you do in the hotel?
Actually, most of the time I cut those videos that I post online because they take a lot of time. But I wanted to do them. I said to myself, I'm going to do every video every day because I want to. And that's what I'm doing. And if I have free time, I'm drinking wine, maybe.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it Riesling from Germany?
No, it's not. It's Dutch wine from Netherlands. I don't know what's it called. What is wine called in Dutch?
Wein.
Wein?
Wein.
Wein. Oh, it's the same. Yeah, so we're drinking still Wein, which is the German word for wine, but in Dutch. So Wein. It's the same.
My good, because you're such a free person, I can't even imagine how free you are with wine. I have a picture in my head.
I'm getting tired, actually. Oh, no. That's why I don't do any drugs, you know? That's why I don't, like, not, like, because I think if I started doing any drugs, like cocaine or something, I would kill myself. So I'm not doing that. Not kill myself, suicide, like, but like, like doing this, you know what I mean?
Right. Hyperactive.
Yeah, I wouldn't, my heart would die.
Well, that heart is full. Yendrik, you have such a big heart filled with so much love. Do you have a final message for all of your fans on WeeWeeBlogs.com?
Yes, hello. Hello, lovely people out there on WeeWeeBlogs. It's nice to see you. I've been in your live chat, actually, a few times.
That was you!
Yeah, it was me.
Because we thought it was an imposter.
No, it was me. It was me. And, yeah, no, it was me. Because, why not?
Why not?
I'm a Eurovision fan. Why not do what I... Yeah, why not join? So, what would I like to say? Well, I'm gonna say what I always say at the end of videos because I find that so important. Try to see the Eurovision Song Contest as the reason why it got created, which is to celebrate community and diversity and to come together and open up. That's the reason why the Eurovision Song Contest exists. So to get to know all the different nationalities and their music and their genres, and yeah, the contest is second to that because it's, of course, it's entertainment to see, but I will try to celebrate each and every artist here, and I would love the audience to do that too. Of course, vote for your favorites, but don't hate on the others, because why? like, there's no reason for that. So don't do that. And the second message I always say at the end of interviews, if you have any free space in your top 10 list, and you're like, oh, I don't know who to give my 5 points to, I'm not sure, just give it to me. Because, like, why not? Like, I'm not doing any harm, you know? I'm not doing any harm. Just to give, why not? Give it to me.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful message. He is Jindrik from Germany. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Wait, do you mean the first message or the second one? Because the second one was very selfish. It wasn't very beautiful, was it?
The first love is self-love, honestly.
First love is self-love. You heard it here first, and you will... No, probably not first, but you will not learn here the last time here.
Yeah, and on May 19th, he is in the Wee Wee Jam At Home concert, a beautiful performance.
Oh, you've seen it already.
Oh, it's amazing.
Thank you.
On the I was worried you would fall in the water. I'm so glad you are afloat.
It was very fun. It was very, very funny, very fun.
Jindrik, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I love how you always do this.
My hips just, they don't lie. They just, when I feel something,
Just in your body, I love it. Yeah. Oh,
you're in this body.
I am.
Yes.
Oh my word, it's me in this body.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.